This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Long-awaited testimony from President Trump's longtime, now former lawyer Michael Cohen is underway before the House Oversight Committee. Cohen says in his opening statement,
"Never in a million years did I imagine, when I accepted a job in 2007 to work for Donald Trump, that he would one day run for the presidency, to launch a campaign on a platform of hate and intolerance. I regret the day I said yes to Mr. Trump. I regret all the help and support I gave him along the way. I am ashamed of my own failings."
Cohen telling lawmakers that Trump is a racist, con man, and cheat. The president tweeting this morning that Cohen is lying to try to reduce his prison time. The president currently beginning his summit in Vietnam with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. This is USA Radio News.
Imagine waking up tomorrow and being 20 pounds lighter. What would that do for you? How much better would you feel? Now, we all know that overnight weight loss is not realistic or safe, but if you're taking Calitrin, it can be that easy. Take Calitrin once a day and you can lose weight and feel better. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
Hi, this is Brenda from Ohio. Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I lost 50 pounds.
Hi, I'm Alice. Been on Calitrin now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went to a size 42 and never felt better in my life.
Hello, my name is Joyce and I am from Texas. I've used Calitrin for a while and I've lost 61 pounds. I've gone from a size 24 to a size 16. It makes my sister-in-laws jealous. It really works.
When you give Calitrin 90 days to work, it has a huge 86% success rate. If you want weight loss with real lasting results, visit TopLoss.com for more information or call 833-TOP-LOSS. That's 833-TOP-LOSS or TopLoss.com.
More now on the start of a second big summit between President Trump and the North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, which began with a dinner in Hanoi, Vietnam. And President Trump says,
"So we're going to have a very busy day tomorrow, and we'll probably have a pretty quick dinner. And a lot of things are going to be solved, I hope, and I think it'll lead to wonderful. To really a wonderful situation long term."
On hand are Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and Acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney. The actual talks between the two leaders will begin tomorrow. It's day five of the Oakland, California teachers' strike, and the Education Association has declined to reveal whether any headway has been made in negotiations. The union is picketing schools during the morning hours today and is to gather for a board meeting later on. Remember to find us online anytime at usaradio.com, and this is USA Radio News.
Let's have a chat about your debit card, the card you use for the things you buy every day. What if you could get cash back every time you bought those things? Well, now you can. Introducing Discover Cashback Debit. Just open a Discover bank account and start earning 1% cash back on up to $3,000 in debit card purchases every month, automatically. Plus, there are no monthly fees or minimum balances. Now you can get cash back on the way you like to pay. Open a Discover bank account and get the debit card with cash back. Go to discoverbank.com/debit. Limitations apply. Excludes money market accounts. Discover Bank member FDIC.
We told you earlier that President's longtime personal lawyer, Michael Cohen, is currently testifying before a House committee. Meanwhile, a Republican congressman from Florida, Matt Gaetz, denies he was trying to intimidate Cohen with a tweet.
He tweeted a warning that his wife might find out about his girlfriends during the Wednesday House Oversight Committee hearing. New Jersey Democrat Bill Pascrell tweeted, "Gaetz's action was grossly unethical and probably illegal. He called on the House Ethics Committee to investigate what he called a disgrace and stain on the institution."
Heavy rains are causing rivers to rise in Northern California, forcing thousands of people to evacuate. In Sonoma County, authorities have ordered evacuations in 25 communities along the Russian River, which is expected to reach flood stage overnight tonight. And officials are warning it could rise 13 feet above flood stage before it crests. Yesterday, the torrential rain caused mudslides in Sonoma County, and it cut off a main route as residents were trying to evacuate. And Oprah Winfrey's stake in Weight Watchers is losing weight, it appears. The media icon's holdings lost almost $48 million in value just yesterday. Oprah owns about 8% of the company, now known as WW. Her more than 5 million shares, though, dropped close to $48 million in aftermarket trading after weak fourth quarter numbers. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound?
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Good to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. We've got Dr. Jerome Corsi joining us, author of this new e-book, Silent No More, How I Became a Political Prisoner of Mueller's Witch Hunt. Dr. Corsi, always good to have you with us, and especially to keep us all up to date as to what is happening since being, cited as person of interest number one, huh?
That's right. And the indictment for Roger Stone. And it looks to me like the Mueller team wants me in for a witness again, against Roger. I've said I will tell the truth. I've been misquoted as saying I'll be happy to testify against Roger. I've never said that. I said I'll be happy to testify, and I'll be happy to tell the truth and let the chips fall where they may. Mm. Go ahead, Bill.
Yeah, you have maintained that. You've maintained that all along, even based on our previous discussions, Jerome. This ebook that you have that you were able to quickly get out is a great way to get your story and to really congeal your thoughts, because as you mentioned, in the 40 hours of testimony that you've already given to the special counsel, at 72 years, I don't know what 72, 70, 50. I mean, we're going to misremember, things, but to the best of your ability, and you've been rather earnest and upfront about this, you've testified and did the best that you could do.
Well, I firmly believe that. I think, Bill, if you listen to the audio book and the iTunes book, which are also available now, I recommend people listen to those. It's like a podcast. You can listen to it in iTunes on your telephone, your smartphone. My memory, I was constantly having to revise my testimony because the special counselor would do all kinds of things I didn't really consider to be legitimate. I mean, I went in to cooperate. I gave my cell phones, my laptops, the backup external hard drives, everything I had, I gave over to the prosecutors willingly. I'd done nothing wrong, and I was happy to provide all the evidence that I could to cooperate. I thought that was my responsibility. At any rate, if they would ask you a question, then they'd pull out from this 8-inch book they had in front of me that had my name on it. So, 2 years ago, you wrote an email that seems to contradict what you just said. My basic response was, why didn't you show me that first? I can't remember. I'm not a human tape recorder. I can't remember specific conversations. And specific emails with any precision. It's very difficult for me to reconstruct 2016. They didn't want reconstructions. They wanted me to remember everything in, you know, granular detail. I couldn't do that.
It seemed that this was, you know, a bit of a gotcha process. And, of course, one that would make anybody fearful. You have the power of the government, the FBI on you. I mean, of course, that was reinforced the other night or early morning when they raided Roger Stone's home, was it not?
Absolutely. I thought that was a Gestapo-like raid. I mean, uncalled for. I mean, Roger's 66 years old, and you know, he's not an international drug dealer or a serial killer. Man, this was ridiculous. He's not a terrorist. You know, they charged him with some more process crimes of lying to Congress. At any rate, I mean, you know, here I am being interrogated these 40 hours. This goes over 2 months, six sessions, and you're always, the FBI picks you up at the hotel and they drive you to this FBI building, unmarked FBI building in a undisclosed location in Southeast Washington. They come in through the garage and you have to give over your cell phone and your laptops. They take you up to an interrogation room, which is this internal conference room, you know, with a table and no windows and an observation bubble in the ceiling so they can watch you from another room. And then you're confronted by three of the special counselors, prosecutors, and up to six to nine of the FBI. This army of people questions me and my attorney, David Gray, for hour after hour after hour. And you really can't even leave for lunch because you don't want to go out on the street and be photographed. Found, I mean, there's photographers outside watching this. They know where the special counselor's meeting, even if the public doesn't. And this thing is a, you know, it's a nightmare. They all get up in a group and they storm out. They pick up all their books and papers. They storm out in unison. They call your attorney into the next room. You're left alone in this interrogation room to pace around, wondering what's going on, maybe for an hour. And then, you know, my attorney comes back and they say you lied and they throw you in prison the rest of your life. I said, well, wait a minute. I didn't lie. I may have misremembered something, but the crime is that I knowingly and willfully gave the special counselor and the FBI information, material information that I knew to be false with the intention to deceive them. I never did that. I handed over everything willingly. They were questioning me in part out of my own material.
You're on the way. They pick you up and, you know, took you to a nondescript building and, you know, the whole, the whole scenario, I mean, it's quite threatening. Seems like the only thing was missing was maybe a hood to cover your eyes or something so you didn't know where you were going, right?
A big spotlight to flash into your eyes so you couldn't see who's interrogating you.
Wow. And I know that, you know, for you and your family, you know, as you said, the last time we talked, you expected you could be arrested at any time, probably even now in the middle of this interview. The threat remains there that they could come after you. I mean, in this 24-page federal indictment, as I mentioned, your person won in this indictment. But you have said that, you know, that you are not going to neglect, you know, your civil responsibility, and you will testify about Stone. Some have taken that to read because they're so anxious and eager to, you know, get Trump involved in all this whole witch hunt thing, you know, suggested that you're willing to testify against Roger Stone. And I'm glad you clarified that this morning.
This is not true. I mean, I said I've been misquoted. We put these newspapers on notice. And the Washington Post this morning reprinted the same misquote. What I said directly, it was in the interview I did in CNN with Jake,
with Jake Tapper.
And I told Tapper, I said, look, I'm happy to testify. I expect that to be subpoenaed. Now, that means I'm not volunteering for anybody. And I will, you know, I'm happy to tell the truth and let the chips fall where they may. That does not say I'm willing to testify against Roger Stone. They're twisting what I said. I'm not happy to testify against anybody. By the way, I think even now it's less likely I'm going to be indicted. I think I'd like to explain why, but they could always do it and burst in, but I think it's less likely.
Well, when we come back, I want you to address that that likelihood. And also, I think it's got to be, even still, a bit of a challenge, you know, where you have to really be careful about what you say. I mean, you're a pretty smart guy, and, you know, but, you know, you're in, you know, an interview like CNN, and for people to take your words and twist them around. So I imagine your memory is really getting exercised these days, Jerome.
No kidding.
I bet. We've got more from Dr. Jerome Corsi when we come back, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality, American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez live.
When the church was
crying,
for sure. There's been a lot of prayer around Jerome Corsi, and the prison walls have been shaken. I know it's been as much as we can possibly imagine to put ourselves in the shoes of Jerome Corsi and his wife and his family and what they've had to endure through this probe. And Jerome has released a new e-book, Silent No More, How I Became a Political Prisoner of Mueller's Witch Hunt. Obviously, this was motivated because so many people, Jerome, are interested in your case, and they want to know.
Yes, and I really recommend the audiobook or the iTunes version on the Apple iTunes Store, because I narrated the 9.5 hours of the book. And you'll get a chance to hear it in my own voice with, you know, inflections and emotions and everything else. I think that's the real way to hear the story of Silent No More.
Mm-hmm. Well, for you, you know, at this point, what you said earlier was that the chances now of you being indicted, maybe you and your attorney feel like you're an asset in terms of being a witness. So hopefully, and, you know, we pray that a midnight raid is not in the offing for the Corsi family here.
Well, I think you can see that basically becoming witness number one because of, you know, all the involvement I had early on with Roger Stone and his directing me to get in touch with WikiLeaks. I'd never had a contact with WikiLeaks. And I think, you know, the FBI has concluded that they can't find a link either because they don't have one. And Julian Assange has affirmed that by name Jerome Corsi never was in contact with him directly or indirectly or with WikiLeaks, which is true. So I think if the, you know, the Mueller team wants to use me as a witness or is going to be bailed their cases heavily on various of my emails, they don't want to undermine my credibility by indicting me, you know, which would make it much more difficult to use my testimony without being impeached under direct examination and trial. So I'm guessing now that they've decided that rather than charge me with a process crime, which I don't think they can prove, because my testimony to them that's 40 hours, I repeatedly said I can't remember, they're pressing me too hard, over and over again, and they allowed me to amend my testimony right up until they couldn't get what they wanted. And then they blew it up. And the charge they gave me is the one count they wanted me to plead to was my first day's testimony when I hadn't seen my 2016 emails. I forgot the email where I forwarded it to Ted Malik to go to see Assange, email that Roger Stone sent me in July 2016. Well, I went home for 10 days. I saw my emails. I came back. I amended that testimony. Now, how could the special prosecutor give me one charge, which is the unamended testimony? I said, that's fraudulent. I'm not going to stand before a judge and God and, you know, put my hand in the Bible and swear I committed a crime I didn't commit. I'm not going to lie.
Exactly.
Stay out of prison. So there's a very, very big flaw in the way the prosecutors handled me, in that they demanded, and it's now on the record, that I lie in order to stay out of prison. And they also said it would be a secret, and I was before a federal district judge and pled that I was a criminal, because then I couldn't tell the securities and insurance regulators there had been a material change in my status. So I not only had to lie, I had to violate regulations. And that only a criminal would give you that kind of a plea deal. I don't think the special prosecutor wants that aired in court.
Exactly. Well, and you aired it in the media, and you've been very consistent that way, and it really put them under check, did it not?
I think so, because, you know, first of all, they don't want you talking. They make it clear they don't, you know, you can't prohibit your First Amendment rights, but people get scared. They think they're going to be mad, and I figure these guys were already mad, so I immediately went on the media after I rejected that plea deal. In fact, I rejected it in an interview, and the special prosecutor, I think, was shocked and angry. That was in November. And then I wrote this book, and I got this book out. The book has been out now about 2 months. It's selling very well, even though the hardcover won't be in print until March. But I've really got the e-book and the audio book and the iTunes into print. They're available now, and you can listen to Silent No More right now.
Exactly. Well, you and the team got this out really fast.
Yeah.
It was amazing and very timely that you did. You know, what comes out loud and clear for me, Jerome, because I've known this about you, is that, and I guess maybe this is why God brought us and kind of joined us together, is our love for the truth, our earnestness to pursue the truth,
right,
no matter where it leads. And this is what you prove to a lot of people, is that no matter what the situation, if you stand on the truth, that is a most powerful position to stand on, is it not?
Well, Bill, my Lord and Savior is Jesus Christ, and I have resolved in my life, you know, we're all failed human beings, and I've resolved in my life to try to tell the truth always in all situations. Mm-hmm. It's almost impossible for me to think of consciously lying because it's too complicated. It's a nightmare. So even when I have to admit something that's not to my benefit, I'd rather just get it out there and take the, you know, whatever hits there are for it. But at least I know I'm still telling the truth. And I figure God will deal with it wherever it falls from there. And I, you know, this is why I'm so angry that the Daily Caller and Politico, now Washington Post, and Breitbart twisted my comments to Jake Tapper on Sunday, because I said I was happy to testify and tell the truth. I did not say I was going to be happy to testify against Roger Stone. I'm going to basically ask for a retraction. If they don't retract, then my lawyers will take further action. But I'm insisting that at least what I say be quoted accurately. And they made that quote up.
Mm-hmm.
I did not say word.
Joe, as we wrap this up, we got a couple minutes here. I mean, the whole bottom line of this and the whole Miller and Mueller witch hunt and what they're trying to tie you into and everything, I mean, you know, people have questions. Well, it wouldn't, on the surface itself, would not be illegal, you know, to do some research and to find out about some things here. And it just seems that the desperation of this whole prosecution has been one, you know, focusing on some sort of process crimes so that they have something after, you know, capturing over $30 million of the people's money in all this time and what they've done so far to damage and to impede the presidency of Donald Trump.
Well, in legitimate criminal justice, you have to have a crime. You know, if you don't have a body, you've got a missing person. You don't have murder.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and there's no crime here. It's not a legitimate criminal investigation. And secondly, the basic underlying predicate of this entire investigation has not been proved. Julian Assange has said repeatedly that Russia was not involved in getting him the stolen DNC emails. And yet Mueller, and he said repeatedly he has no contact with me and had no back channel to Roger Stone. Now, if that's all the case, why doesn't Mueller begin by finding out what Julian Assange has? Give Julian Assange immunity if you need to, but get his testimony. And they're not doing that. They're assuming they can prove Russia stole the emails. And I confronted the special counselor. They think it was Guccifer 2. Guccifer 2 did not hack the email server. And they will lose this argument in court. Mueller will lose this argument in court.
Well, with the unsecured server that Hillary Clinton had, the mistakes of Podesta at the DNC, let me see, let's try Debbie Wasserman Schultz, Uma Abedin. I mean, there were so many leaks and availabilities of, you know, to get emails, you know, from Hillary and her campaign. You know,
They were a sieve. They had very little security. And there were multiple times they were hacked. And I believe the DNC emails that were obtained by WikiLeaks were taken from within the DNC itself. I still maintain that.
How would you like to save up to $500 on your next vacation package? Any vacation package anywhere in the world. Just call Superior Travel and mention the code RADIO and save up to $500. We'll design a custom, fantastic vacation just for you with all the bells and whistles. Not some cookie-cutter vacation, but a unique, all-included vacation customized by one of our exclusive travel experts. And our service is completely free. You pay nothing more. So why waste your time? Let us do it for you. We've got over 100 years of travel experience to help create the perfect trip for you. Call now and learn how to save up to $500 on your next custom vacation. Pick up the phone, call Superior Travel, and use the code word radio.
800-477-1736. 800-477-1736. That's 800-477-1736.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Long-awaited testimony from President Trump's longtime, now former lawyer Michael Cohen is underway before the House Oversight Committee. Cohen says in his opening statement,
"Never in a million years did I imagine, when I accepted a job in 2007 to work for Donald Trump, that he would one day run for the presidency to launch a campaign on a platform of hate and intolerance. I regret the day I said yes to Mr. Trump. I regret all the help and support I gave him along the way. I am ashamed of my own failings."
Cohen telling lawmakers that Trump is a racist, con man, and cheat. The president tweeting this morning that Cohen is lying to try to reduce his prison time. The president currently beginning his summit in Vietnam with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Every single day, promoting truth. Bill Martinez live.
You are the air I breathe. You are the soul I breathe. You are the water I'm giving. This is my life flag in the wind. Every word you speak is the air I breathe.
Bill Martinez live.
Hey, it's the way you like us, fresh and independent, every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. We're going to be talking about a true story of marriage, obsession, and murder. Shanna Hogan is a journalist and true crime author, and her brand new book is titled Secrets of a Marine's Wife. A little bit of her background so you understand. She's a journalist and New York Times bestselling author. Her books include Picture Perfect, The Jodi Arias Story, The Strangers She Loved, and Secrets of a Soldier's Wife, written for numerous publications, and has received more than 20 awards for her feature writing and investigative reporting. Shanna, welcome to the show. Great to have you with us.
Thank you for having me.
Well, I got to tell you, I am especially... I mean this with all due respect. I'm especially fond whenever we can get an investigative reporter on the show, because what you do as an investigative reporter is what we try to do on this radio show, and that is to drill deep into the facts and pursue the truth no matter where it leads. And, you know, I congratulate you on your mission in life and what you do and how you're serving we the people.
Thank you. I love how you put that. And I also teach journalism at ASU, Arizona State University, and I teach my students the same thing about investigative reporting. It's so vital and so important, whatever area you tackle, you know, revealing the truth above all else.
Well, as a broadcast journalist by training myself, I hold to the old school traditions of, first of all, that journalism is responsible for documenting the truth. And in today's world of fake news and everybody with a pen, a computer, a microphone can throw things out there, and they're really not doing the hard work. Investigative journalism does the hard work. I mean, you're out there beating the bushes. You are a credit, you know, to the profession, and I'm glad to hear that you are passing your knowledge and experience on to your fellow students, because there is a call for a, I don't know if you want to call it a renewal of journalism and journalistic principles, because unfortunately your profession has been under attack because of the fake news that has become so prevalent in our culture today, and I think that's unfortunate.
Yeah, I agree totally, and thank you very much. It's, you know, happening a lot in politics, which I don't cover, but it happens so much in crime, too. There, you know, there's a lot of armchair detectives and blogs and, you know, Twitter accounts that are reporting some of the stuff, and some of them do a good job, you know, but some of them aren't delving in and telling the real story, or they're sensationalizing things, and, you know, I adhere to those old-school traditions, too, and I keep my opinions out of my writing. I just tell the story as it unfolds and let the reader decide for themselves.
Well, and that's part of the process, is that you're pulling back layers of information to drill down into the truth. You don't automatically get it, because people, especially when you're talking about crime, your guard is already up. You know, you go, okay, what is hidden here? What am I not seeing? And even when it looks to be obvious, you find yourself, as you continue on with your discovery, that maybe your presumptions are not exactly as you maybe originally thought they were.
Absolutely, and you have to put that type of stuff aside when you delve into cases. You know, usually, like everyone, I want the victim to be innocent, and I want the bad guy to go to jail and to be guilty. But sometimes that doesn't happen, and I find that it's not black and white. There's a million shades of gray in all of these cases and dynamics and stuff that unfolds, and it's never so easy as a bad guy did something wrong and going to jail.
Exactly. Well, Shanna, I've always said, and my listeners have heard time and again, I've said, in the absence of fact, opinion rules. And that's where we, you know, what we strive to do is to find the facts, pursue the truth, no matter where it leads, and get out of the opinionating. You mentioned politics. We've got too much opinion going on right now. And I believe this was one of the reasons why the country is off track, and we are wasting a lot of money in the process.
Yeah, and the way that public opinion is manipulated these days, too, and swayed, and it's just really alarming. Like I said, I just try and stick to the facts in my reporting, and let the other people make their opinions without trying to sway and manipulate. But so much of the, like you say, fake news and journalism is loaded with, you know, trying to lead someone to think something.
Exactly. Well, and what it does is it causes us to lose focus on the unifying principles of what our country is all about, in terms of, you know, a legal system, that there would be justice, the American way, you know, things that we grew up with as kids, and we were taught to hold to. And now we've kind of entered into an era of relativism, and it causes us to lose grip of reality and the truth, doesn't it?
Absolutely. And I saw that even more not on this case as much as I did on the Jodi Arias case, who was the aspiring photographer convicted of murdering her boyfriend in a fatal obsession case. In that story, the media and the public got so involved, and people's opinions were running rampant so much that they started actually harassing some of the expert witnesses who were testifying in Jodi's defense, and actually has caused a bit of a need for an appeal on that case, because the people who were outraged about what she did and angry at her were trying to influence the trial. And like you said, the principles of justice are so dear. We can't have that happen.
Exactly. It's this spirit of bullying that goes on. It's not just in schools with young kids. It's everywhere you go. It's like a friend of mine was telling me the other day, Shanna, that, you know, he was driving his car and he noticed bumper stickers, you know, we're going to just a little bit political only for this example here. And he sees, you know, a bumper sticker for Obama and Hillary and Bernie Sanders and everything, and is not noticing a lot of Trump stickers. But he says himself, he goes, Bill, I believe in Trump, but I can't put a bumper sticker on my car. I mean, in a sense, what he was saying was he was admitting to being bullied out of his political position by an activated left that wants to invalidate people's perspective and to control it. I mean, that is not the American way. We have freedom of speech, freedom of thought. You know, hopefully, maybe somewhere along the line, we might be able to return to some sort of conversation that we can have where we can, you know, share our thoughts and say, hey, look at this is my perspective. And somebody else comes in and gives them the reason why either that perspective is valid or that have you considered, you know, these other attributes of the case in order to, you know, maybe adjust your opinion or perspective. You know, sadly, right now, we don't have that. I mean, we have people entrenched and, you know, we're yelling at one another and nobody is really talking to one another. And I'm afraid this may lead into something that could be much more destructive.
Absolutely. And I see that with my students. I love healthy debate and I bring up controversial topics and trying to get multiple opinions. And people are either scared to or they just feel like they're, you know, causing something. They don't want to, you know, look at the other opinions or and the bullying, like you talked about, that happens in, you know, middle school and high school. Elementary school, I feel like kids are seeing it now from their parents more than anything. It's really disturbing.
It really is. We're the example of this misbehavior that's taking place in our country today. Secrets of a Marine's Wife, what drew you to this story?
Yeah, I had written already 3 books, and I had heard about Aaron Corwin, who went missing in the summer of 2014. And I followed the case just as the search was going on for her. I live in Phoenix, Arizona, pretty close to the 29 Palms Marine Base.
Right.
And my husband was in the military, and so I have an interest in that. And so I was following the case just hoping that she'd be found alive. And then, tragically, 8 weeks after she went missing, she was found at the bottom of a mine shaft. And as the investigation went on, there were so many twists and turns and stuff that came out that, you know, I knew that there was a book there. I knew I wanted to be the one who wrote it.
Well, exactly. Shanna Hogan is with us, and we're going to talk more about it on the other side of the break. Stay with us. 18 before the top of the hour.
This message is sponsored by AmeriGlide, featuring the nation's best prices on a home stairlift. Are you having a difficult time getting around your home? Do you avoid going up and down the stairs? Have you even considered moving from your lifelong home just to avoid the stairs? Forget about moving and call AmeriGlide and learn how an easy-to-install stairlift is the perfect solution to help you get your freedom back. Plus, we guarantee the nation's best prices. Make this free call today to learn more. No sales visits are necessary. We can help you over the phone. Now you can stay in the home you've been in for decades. Please do yourself or your loved one a favor. Make this simple 2-minute call right now. Get the lowest price on a stairlift anywhere. Here's the number. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. That's 800-296-1434.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call N-O-W.
800-485-2167. 800-485-2167. 800-485-2167. That's 800-485-2167.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month, you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Age-related macular degeneration is a leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want? Bill Martinez Live.
Welcome back, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. We're talking about a true story of marriage, obsession, and murder. Secrets of a Marine's Wife. It is the latest book from Shanna Hogan, journalist and true crime author. So, Shanna, as you were saying before the break, when you heard the news and you started checking this out, and sadly, you discovered that this Marine's wife had been murdered, and she was found at the bottom of a mine shaft. Was this in 29 Palms, California, all this took place?
Yeah, she was found at Joshua Tree National Park, which is right on the border of the 29 Palms Marine Base in the desert, Mojave Desert. And, yeah, that's where she ended up being found, like 100 and something miles away from 29 Palms.
Mm-hmm. And you said that as you were getting into this, and then in discovering the murder, you saw, wait a minute, there's a lot of substance here, and this merits a book. What were you seeing at that point?
Yeah, not all murder stories have enough, meat and material to make a book, but this one just had a lot of twists and turns. Of course, after she goes missing, the police and everyone suspects the husband, because it's always the husband, right?
Yes, right.
But they start interviewing her friends and family, and they had learned that she had had an affair with her next door neighbor, who was a fellow Marine. He was a little older than her. He was 26, married with a 6-year-old daughter. He had already served 2 tours of duty in Afghanistan and had come back with PTSD and depressed. He started up an affair with Aaron based on their mutual love of horses, and it was kind of a clandestine affair until the other neighbors found out. Sadly, Aaron's husband was the last person to find out.
Now, did the fellow Marine, was he confronted by the husband?
He was eventually, but first he was confronted by the neighbors. When she goes missing, police interview him, and he had admitted to Joshua Tree National Park on the same day, but he had an alibi that he had gone coyote hunting, and he had set up this elaborate thing with another Marine where he was supposed to go out coyote hunting together. and had denied having the he denied that the affair ever went very far, and that he was not the father of her baby. And then as they start interviewing Aaron's friends, they learn that the affair had been going on the entire time, that Aaron thought she was pregnant with Chris's baby, and that she was actually planning on meeting Chris in the desert that day, and that she thought that, you know, he was going to make a commitment to her and maybe even propose marriage.
Wow. And she's married, and here you have this soldier, this Marine, dealing with PTSD and God only knows what, and he's up over his head with a complicated life here.
Yeah, and one of the disturbing facts I learned while researching and writing this book is that the number one cause of death, of unexpected death for a pregnant woman is murder.
Yeah.
Women are often murdered by their lovers, by people who, their husbands, people who are, you know, don't want the pregnancy and are trying to get rid of it, and therefore getting rid of the pregnant person as well.
Mm-hmm.
And so that, it boiled down to that seemed to be the case, that he was going to get disciplined in the military for the affair. His wife was going to leave him. Here he has, he got a 19-year-old girl pregnant, and he had to get rid of her right before he left the Marines. And so he decided to do it in the most heinous way possible.
So clearly there was motive on that side.
Yes, And I don't think I'm giving anything away by telling, you know, the ending of the story, because it was a true story.
Yes.
Like I said, my research comes out with so many other things and other dynamics, and you learn a lot more. But the way that he took her out to the mine shaft, in the desert, he had made a homemade garrote, out of rebar and wire. Mm-hmm. Is a strangling device, and he snuck up behind her, strangled her, and then dumped her face first down the mine shaft, an area that she was never, ever going to be found.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the bright spots, I guess, in a dark story like this, that one guy committed this gruesome murder, but the entire town of 29 Palms and all these volunteers that belong to this volunteer search and rescue group turned out and spent 8 weeks searching for her. And they went diving down mine shafts and went on well over 200 mine shafts.
Wow.
To find her.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like finding a needle in a haystack, but they eventually did. And because of that, they were able to get justice in this case.
What led them to consider checking out mine shafts? Was it just the natural terrain and of those things you say, well, if I was going to hide a body, I would do it down a mine shaft?
Chris, he gave it away in many ways. Not only had he gone out to the mine shafts 6 days before Aaron went missing and mm-hmm. had taken pictures of some of the mines.
Chris is the husband, right?
Chris is the lover.
Oh, okay, all right.
Okay,
all right.
Boyfriend.
Okay.
And he had gone out to the mine shafts 6 days before Aaron went missing, took pictures of the mine shafts, started mentioning it to people how, you know, that he found some mines so remote that no one would ever find them, and then had also been talking to other Marines on the perfect way to hide a body.
Oh, wow.
So they were led to, because of his own actions, the police, the sheriff's department these days, you can't get away with murder. I always say this, the little things that people do, they're always able to trace it back, especially with cell phones and technology these days.
Exactly.
And because of those cell phone photos of the mine shafts, they were actually able to find a mine expert who was able to determine the approximate area that he thought that she would be in.
Wow.
And they looked for mine shafts that you could drive a car up to. And so they pretty much knew she was in the mine, and then it was down to finding which mine in these hundreds and hundreds of abandoned mine shafts.
It's interesting that you say what you say, Shanna, because I've always maintained that, people indict themselves at any level.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care if it's politics, murder. If you're listening, you hear the clues, right?
Absolutely. People are their own worst enemy. With stuff like that, just listen to them, and they'll eventually reveal who they are.
That's amazing. So in this story, you got me at a little bit of a twist here, because I was thinking it was the husband that did it, but it's Chris, the boyfriend.
Yeah, that's the one of the twists that happens and unfolds when you're reading the book, too, is that the guys on the Marine base thought it was the husband, and he was he was removed from his service weapon. He was taken off duty, and really shunned by the other Marines on the base after wow. he went missing. And if not for the best friend, the one person that Aaron confided in, it might have still believed it was the husband because she was the only person that knew that Aaron was supposed to meet Chris that day. And she told police that right after she went missing. So the story does shift and it turns, and there's even more twists and turns than that, than the basics. Those are just the basics.
Well, that's why the people have to get their hands on your book, Secrets of a Marine's Wife, so that you can go on this roller coaster ride. But this is an incredible true story of marriage and, as you write, obsession and murder. And when you talk about obsession, well, first of all, before we get to that, gosh, your heart breaks for the husband. I mean, what he must have suffered in knowing that his wife had an affair with the neighbor, obviously a friend, a fellow Marine. Being a former Marine myself, we believe in Semper Fi. It is in our code and commitment. You know, this violates so much of the foundational principles of Marine Corps life. And what a way to have your heart broken.
Oh, absolutely. And I don't even really, my book, I don't even try and put any suspicion onto him. He's been through enough.
Yeah.
I just tell the story, like you said, as it unfolded. I point out that he was a suspect in the eyes of some of his fellow Marines, but I don't try and create that mystery because he's been through enough.
Yeah.
And he has since remarried and has a child and has moved on, but you know, he'll never get over what happened.
I don't know how you can. Relevant to the obsession, we've got a couple of minutes left. Talk about that.
Yeah, the obsession ties in with Chris and his obsession with this 19-year-old girl, with Aaron Corwin. You know, the multiple times there were chances for the affair to end, and I have, like, I found letters that he wrote her to start up the affair again, and he just fixated on this 19-year-old girl, and, you know, I asked Aaron's friends, what do you think it was about Chris that made her have an affair, or, you know, that led her to have an affair, and she says, just the attention. He was relentless, and, you know, with just giving her attention and making it all about her and stuff, and that, you know, ultimately led to both of their downfalls. Like, either one of them could have walked away at any time, and instead, you know, the Marine, who's supposed to be, you know, honor above all and protecting people, ended up strangling a 19-year-old girl. It's just heinous.
Well, this is an incredibly heartbreaking true story for all involved here. And, of course, Chris convicted of murder, right?
Yes. He is serving. He will not get out of jail. Convicted and without possibility parole ever.
Secrets of a Marine's Wife, a true story of marriage, obsession, and murder. Shanna Hogan has been our guest. Shanna, where can they go for more information and get their hands on your book?
Yeah, it's available wherever books are sold, Barnes & Noble, Amazon. It's available in hardcover, Kindle, and audiobook right now. Amazon's probably the best. You can also go to my website. It will direct you to where to buy it, shannahogan.com, S-H-A-N-N-A, Hogan, H-O-G-A-N.com.
Hello. I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email matt@peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.